great local songwriters and performers who've been part of the Houston music scene for over 20 years. They host an amazing songwriter circle every Thursday night at Anderson Fair and also play every Monday night at the Mucky Duck. They're here today to talk about all that and more. Ken Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson, welcome to the KPFT studio. How are we doing this morning?
All that and more, man.
You sleepy.
You didn't know we were going to talk about all that, did you?
No, that's all right. I'm prepared. Yeah.
I know. I know you guys are prepared for anything. How are we doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. We missed you, Rourke.
Well, you know, things change and life has its circles, and here I am back here at 90.1.
It's good to see your smiling face through the glass there. You know?
Great to see you guys as well. You played yesterday at the Unitarian Fellowship of Houston.
Yeah.
Tell folks a little bit about that show. You do it about once a month or so?
No, actually, that's just kind of a one-off. I'll play there, maybe once every couple of years. But,
okay.
As part of the service, they have guest artists, guest speakers, things like that. And I have enough spiritual songs in there to get in there and sing them. For one thing, the songs, I think, pretty much stand up on their own, but then you got to talk about them, and sometimes I'm more eloquent than others. But I'm working on that idea of how to talk about just a group
things.
Of songs as opposed
right.
to all of them.
You know? I gotcha. It's almost you have to be a preacher to pull off a show like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I bet you're getting pretty good at it.
I'm getting better at it. That's
okay.
what we do, you know. As often as I've been doing it, I should be better. But
right. And you did a house concert on Saturday night as well?
Yes, I did. Okay. Marianne Stouffer Stars, Stauffers. Marianne has been putting on a series now for about a year. It's a great little intimate series out towards Sugar Land, not all the way out there. There's a lot of those things going on in town.
I saw that. I saw that you play quite a few house concerts.
You bet, yeah.
And what do you like about those that are so special?
Their intimacy,
mm-hmm.
The simplicity of them, because you don't have a sound system for most of them.
Right,
some of them
right.
you do. But it's primarily just that intimacy, and people are there at a house concert for, first and foremost, for listening to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're there for. They know that. Once they experience that, it's not, I mean, it is something that, it is a gathering of people getting together, but they're there for to see like-minded people is what it boils down to, and they're not there to pick each other up and
right.
not there to get drunk, most of them, but they are there. They hear the music and hang around with like-minded people, and a lot of them they'll have song circles afterwards, so a number of musicians will show up.
Okay yeah. And you get fed too, right?
Most of them are potluck, and you get fed very well, which hopefully I'm one of those people who can't eat that much before I sing, so hopefully
there's some leftovers.
There's
when you're
some
done.
Leftovers.
Right.
Yeah. There were some great leftovers Saturday night. So
good. Wayne, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Good to see you. Last time I saw you was at Discovery Green. You were setting up the mics for Pete Simple.
Well, I was playing with him. So
were you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I missed that set. It was him and a young lady. He's got a different young lady every time I see him. Is he a swinger or what?
No, he's a pretty straight ahead one girl guy.
Okay.
Or one guy. He hadn't made up his mind yet.
Yeah. And you played on his last record as well.
His last couple, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you get around quite a bit. You play on a lot of local releases, is that right?
Yeah, and I play for a lot of local songwriters.
All right. And you have your own band. Tell people a little bit about the swing band that you have.
We've been around about 10 years. We got Herb Remington on steel guitar. He's in his 80s. He played with Bob Wills. He's fantastic. Great singer, great guitar player. Fiddle player, really good. One of the best stand-up bass players in town. One of the best drummers.
Wow.
We'll be at the Mucky Duck this Sunday.
And you do every Sunday at the Duck?
No. We do every few months.
Okay, sounds good. And what's the name of that band?
The Swingfield Playboys.
All right. What time do you guys hit the stage on Sunday?
6:00.
And what about tonight at the Mucky Duck? What time do you guys hit the stage?
We start at 7:00.
Sign up at 6:30.
Sign up at 6:30.
So you can bring your own guitar and sing with you guys, just like that.
It's an open mic.
No, it's an open mic. Okay.
So you sign up for your 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean I play with some of the people that come in, but not all of them.
Okay.
I'd be tired of my guitar playing if I did that.
Right. We got Ken Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson live in the KPFT studio. What are you guys going to play for us first today?
We're going to do a song called. It's a road song called "Way Out Here."
All right.
Way out here on this highway, with nothing else but time, between the last stop and the next one down the line. It's a simple way of singing a simpler way to see, leaving all my worldly cares behind. Way out here, I can see it all so clearly. Way out here, where the mountains meet the sky. How everyone I love and all that I hold dear come together in the distance way out here. Together in the distance way out here. Somewhere behind me is the man I used to be, lost before I knew him as a friend. Somewhere out in front I know he's waiting there for me as I sweep across this circle once again. Way out here, I can see it all so clearly. Way out here, where the mountains meet the sky. How everyone I love and all that I hold dear come together in the distance way out here. Together in the distance way out here. Once before I die, I'd like to fly up to the moon to see this sweet old world from way out there. No borders, no boundaries, just the ocean and the land. The clarity the distance brings to bear. I'd lift my eyes and sing this little prayer. Way out here, I can see it all so clearly. Way out here, where the mountains meet the sky. How everyone I love and all that I hold dear come together in the distance way out here. Together in the distance way out here.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Ken Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson live in the KPFT studio. Ken, I that's the first time I heard that song, but it did come off of your 2006 release, Catfish Moon.
That's right.
Which you just handed me for the first time, so I can't wait to experience this album. Tell folks a little bit about it. I know Wayne's on there, and
Wayne's
local artist
there.
Bill Ward as well.
Bill Ward is on there. He's all over it. He's co-producer. Actually, that particular album, what I wanted to do was let people know what it would be like with Wayne and my buddy Karen Mall and Bill Ward playing with me all at the same time, and that's the way it came off. All three of these people are people I've worked with a long time, and they know my music, and they just make it better. So,
tell me a little bit about Karen. I don't know her.
Karen is a singer-songwriter out of Austin.
Okay.
She and I toured together for about 4 years. A lot of my out-of-state touring at that time was done with her. And she's a marvelous singer-songwriter, great backup singer, a great mandolin player, a songwriter's mandolin player,
sure.
And a good guitar player, too. So.
And does she have her own releases out?
Yes, she does.
Okay,
yeah,
well, tell her to send some over
to
the program.
Yeah, she's got some great ones.
Now, this album that's your latest, it did come out in 2006, so
It's time.
It's about time for another.
It's time. What we're doing with this next release, and we already have it recorded,
okay.
Or I would say 95% recorded, depending upon what I consider, it's a live recording at Anderson Fair.
Okay.
And we did several recordings there with the live audience. I thought it was time for us to do that. And basically, I just need to get off my butt, start cutting those things up, figuring out what we're going to keep and what we're not, and then put it in an order of a concert. And then go back into the studio with it if we need to put something in or take a few things out and do that with it. And it'll be done when it's done, but it's right now the onus is all on me. I need to get cracking on it.
Okay. Well, now that you put that out there, then hopefully we'll see it real soon.
Yeah, y'all bug me about it.
I will. Some people get mad at me for asking about their next album. And I tell them, well, you know, if I wasn't worried about your next album, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, that's so, appreciated.
Yeah, that's right. We've got King Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson live in the KPFT studio playing tonight over at the Mucky Duck. And you usually do Thursdays over at Anderson Fair, but you're not doing it this week, of course, because it's a holiday.
Thanksgiving, right, yeah.
But you'll be back the week after that with Rebecca Lobey,
Ray Youngkin, a local singer-songwriter, too.
Okay.
So you bet.
Excellent.
Yeah, that'll be a good night. And that's sort of the format of those is I usually have Wayne and I host two features. And it's normally a feature from anywhere else. We've had people from last week we had a guy from Germany and a young lady from England.
So it's people Hans from York.
Hans York. Yeah.
And Sarah
McQuaid.
There you go. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. How was that show?
It was great.
Excellent.
And I knew it was going to be great. Sure. Both of those people are just super. And it's also for me, one of the joys of putting shows like that together is to put people together that don't sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think they could work well together. So
right.
You blend these shows and you make give a show with a lot of variety in it. And that one really, really cut it.
Oh. Very well. Mm-hmm. Ken Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson live in the KPFT studio. What are you guys going to play for us next?
Oh, well, since we're talking about Catfish Moon CD, let's play Catfish Moon.
All right, and that song is actually on a compilation.
It's on several compilations.
Is it? Okay.
It really is. Yeah, I got it put on a fishing compilation just lately.
The Tackle Box.
Yeah,
all
songs
right.
From the Tackle Box. If you want that, I got one of those out in there, too.
All right.
Band, too. But it was on one of the Ham compilations.
All
and
right.
It was on the Shoulder to the Stone compilation, which was a product that was put out locally last year as a Haiti relief.
Oh, okay. So, very well.
There we go. Almost close enough. Sunset on the river, water's all aglow. Been sitting on this bank all day, watching it flow. I got a line out in the channel, but I stopped fishing long ago. I'm just sitting, sipping whiskey real slow. There's a gator on the surface, big old catfish in his mouth. As he takes it to the bottom, Lord, my heart is sinking south. Drag me down where I don't want to go. Oh, how could she leave me so low? It's been a catfish morning, catfish afternoon. Tonight there'll be a catfish moon. Catfish moon waltzing on the water. Catfish moon, lazy little daughter of the sun, who's always rolling round too soon. Catfish Moon waltzing on the water. Catfish Moon, lazy little daughter of the sun, who's always rolling round too soon. Funny how my rambling brought me right back to the spot where the fishing and the whiskey and the wind was so damn hot. We take a boat out on the river, throw a blanket on the bow, and make love beneath the catfish moon. Catfish moon waltzing on the water. Catfish moon, lazy little daughter of the sun, who's always rolling round too soon. It's been a catfish morning, a catfish afternoon. Tonight there'll be a catfish moon.
Ken Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson live in the KPFD studio. I was just putting myself on a boat with a fishing pole. And
you fish?
Yeah, every once in a while I get out there. Yeah,
I'm passionate about it, man. Yeah, yeah, thanks, Wayne. Wayne's giving me the tuner here. I need it.
So that must have been a pretty big honor to get that on a fishing compilation.
You bet. You bet it was. And it's cool. And there's a lot of really, you know, just twangy fishing songs and some very spiritual fishing songs.
All right.
All of those are aspects of fishing for me, anyway.
Sure,
I grew
sure.
up that way. So
yeah. Now, where did you grow up? Were you grew up in here in town?
No, I didn't. I grew up in a military family. My dad was career Air Force. I was born in Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. My mom was a little girl from Biloxi, Mississippi, who married my dad and traveled all over the world. And we followed around. Dad retired in 69, and I still had the traveling bug, so I've been doing it ever since.
How'd you end up in Houston?
I chased my wife, Sue, over here to get her to marry me, and that's really what it boils down to. So.
And you're still with Sue?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good. And
She's listening right now. So.
Is she? So we'll talk nice about her then. Tell me about your first trip to Kerrville, the Kerrville Folk Festival. I know you go out there quite a bit, right?
I go out there every year,
right?
And I'm out there the whole time. My first Kerrville, and I'd been trying to get to Kerrville for about 5 years. My first Kerrville was in '88, and I've been going every year since, the whole festival.
And you host a little gathering up there, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. We've got, I mean, the festival is an 18-day festival, the big one. So it gives you the opportunity to develop friendships, relationships, people you like to camp with, people who can stand you, and vice versa. And after a while, some of them get pretty elaborate. So I'm part of a group called Camp Stupid. There are several reasons for that. One, we started out camping in a stupid place, but ended up being
right,
pretty smart. I mean, you know, we're stupid, but we're not stupid. But it's also, our T-shirt says, I'm going back to camp, stupid. And what we have here is a failure to punctuate. So that's part of it. It's a great gathering of folks.
How long has that group been getting together in Kerrville?
Longer than I've been part of it.
Really?
I joined Camp Stupider in '93.
Okay.
And I've been with them ever since. There are Stupidians who have been around in there longer than I have. So.
And you actually opened the festival in 2009.
Yeah, I did. That was fun. Wayne was with me and Karen was with me. Okay. Had a blast. Yeah.
And you're going back this year, of course.
Oh, you bet. Yeah,
every
I'm
year.
Always there. Whether I'm playing the festival or not, I'm there. It's become it's a gathering of my tribe. Where I get to see so many of my old friends that I just wouldn't see otherwise. We share our songs, share our new songs. I meet a lot of new folks every year that I've never heard of before, and they blow me away. And it's just a great opportunity to network with so many people all over the world now,
right,
who are singer-songwriters, and you get to camp, and that intensifies the whole situation, I think.
Now, Wayne, are you out there for 18 days too?
No, I usually only go to Kerrville if I'm playing.
Okay.
If I'm too busy in the daytime to, you know,
to go
take
have
18
fun
days
for,
off,
yeah, right,
unlike my helper.
Right. And is there anybody that we might know that wears a Camp Stupid cap?
We don't have a Camp Stupid cap, but we have T-shirts.
I mean. Well, yeah. You know what I mean. That's in that group.
That's in that group. Let me think. Jeff Hooford, who is a drummer in town,
mm-hmm.
He's sort of the king of Camp Stupid. He helps run things. David Allen out of Austin, I don't know if he's played here, but he's one of our regular musicians. Steve Hopkins is one of our regular musicians. Let's see. Oh, most of the people are not necessarily musicians, but they're people who like to camp and set things up. That's what makes a successful camp,
yeah,
are the people who are there to basically as hosts.
Okay.
And we've got several of our folks that are volunteers in Anderson Fair, including Jeff Hooford and Elizabeth McQueen, folks like that,
mm-hmm.
who they're the heart of our camp.
Right.
Yeah, but we really have people from all over the United States now who have joined us and become part of that.
That's
great. At our height, we'll have maybe 30 people who are Stupidians.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have branch Stupidians around there as well. So,
right. We've got Ken Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson live in the KPFT studio playing tonight over at the Mucky Duck, and of course every Thursday over at Anderson Fair, but taking this week off to go eat some turkey.
You bet.
All right. What are you guys going to play next for us?
Let's see. I'm going to play a new one.
Which will be, it's already been recorded on the live
album.
Yes,
it has.
All right.
I hope I like the way I sang it on the recording. This is, you know, as new songs, you get better at them. It usually takes about a good year and a half for you to learn how to really sing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not that old. But this is one of the oddest songs I've ever written in my life. And it's about this chord right here, which is a minor 7-9. And I have a long introduction for it, and I'm not going to give it to you right now. You know,
I'm cool with
you're
that.
You're cool with
you
that.
Do whatever
well,
you
know,
want.
I'm interested in the psychology of music, okay? And the late Rusty Weir used to say that whenever you hear this chord right here, somebody's going to die. Okay. As opposed to this chord, and it's only changing one note in the chord, just a half step. And all of a sudden, things get positive. You know, you're happy. All right. That's an A major chord, and you drop that third down just a half step, and somebody's going to die.
It's a dark Texas.
Yes. Yes. It becomes darker.
Song, yeah.
And the reason and why. I mean, we use those combinations of music like that because they affect us that way, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in thinking along those lines, and nobody's ever been able to tell me why. And then when you start adding sevens and nines to that, it gets spooky. It really does. So I just made up my own damn story, which
all
is
right.
What a songwriter does. Well, the devil made me do it, made me write this song. Sat on my left shoulder, whispered all night long. Said I'm gonna get right to it, teach you right from wrong. Me and God, we got a good thing going on. Well, the great big deal went down back before the Big Bang popped its top. When every day was darkness, every night was night, and all the angels played in minor keys, and the music never stopped, and everyone was cool and high and hot. Meanwhile, God was dreaming up a brand new master plan, and got a brand new dance with a brand new band. Said I'm taking off, leaving you in charge down here, my man. We signed a deed and she shook my hand. She hit a major chord on her guitar that rang just like a bell. said, let there be light. And the whole thing went to hell, 'cause it's all part of the damn grand plan. There's heaven in the yin and the devil in the yang. It's all part of the damn grand plan. See, I get the night moves, and I get the minor chords. Now, man, you may not know just how you crossed that crooked line between the danger and the darkness and the safe and the sublime. But way back when you learned to swing and sing that minor nine, you got the devil in your music and your mind. So hit the road, Jack. You can't go back to singing in the house of the Lord with that wild and crazy music. They won't let you through that door if you're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. You can save or lose your soul in any key. What you gotta do is just stay true to the darkness or the light. Find a brighter day, or seek a darker night. 'Cause it's all part of the damn grand plan. There's heaven in the yin and the devil in the yang. It's all part of the damn grand plan. I get the night moves, and I get the minor chords. Oh, it's all part of the damn grand plan. Everybody sing. There's heaven in the yin and the devil in the yang. It's all part of the damn grand plan. I get the night moves. I get chocolate cake. I get the good booze and the bad girls, and I get the minor chords. I told you it was weird.
That was great. I loved it.
Thank you, man.
And I appreciate the invite to sing along, but I certainly didn't want to ruin such a great song. You guys are great. Playing tonight over at the Duck, and then, of course, every Thursday except for this one over at the Anderson Fair.
You bet.
Any other gigs people need to know about coming up on the holiday season? Besides,
oh, yeah.
Wayne, tell me again about the swing band this Sunday.
Swingfield Playboys this Sunday at the Mucky Duck, 6 o'clock.
All right. Yeah. And other
we'll
other
also
shows?
Be playing the New Year's Eve party at Anderson Fair. It's a great place to have a New Year's Eve. Yeah, spend that night with great music. I'm trying to remember everybody. I know Dana Cooper's playing. I think Matt Harlan's playing, and I know Bill Cade is playing, and somebody else great other than us.
Okay,
that's just a great night way to spend that celebration at Anderson Fair.
There you go. I saw Matt at the grocery store last night.
Oh, really?
I did.
Oh, the boy eats.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, so.
He's working at the checkout counter.
Well,
right?
No, yeah. His girl. girlfriend was actually going through his wallet. At
okay.
And he was like, I just opened it up, and she jumps in it. And I was like, I turned to her and I said, well, you've got him trained well.
That'll happen.
So that'll be a great show coming up on New Year's Eve over at Anderson Fair. Do you do that every year, or is this something just new for you?
No, they have a New Year's Eve party every year, and Wayne and I have played it more often than not.
Okay.
But, you know, Tim likes to move things around and sure. always has somebody great showing up. So.
Very well. Mm-hmm. And anything else we need to know
yeah,
about?
Toys for Tots at the Mucky Duck. The first Tuesday in December, I think it's like the second or third, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up. But, yes, the noise for toys, just look up McGonagalls.com.
How about the 7th?
Okay. It is the second Tuesday for sure.
No, first Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, that is the 7th. All right.
Yeah, that's a great show. We're playing Kimberly McCarver, probably Jack Saunders, numerous other bands. Great cause. One unwrapped new toy gets you in. And it's a night. It starts about 6 and goes till midnight. You see about 10 bands for the cost of a toy.
Heck yeah. That sounds
great.
And
it's packed, so it's a lot of fun.
Get in while you can. Can I squeeze one more out of you guys before you go?
Sure.
Fantastic.
All right. Here's another new song, okay?
Great. Love the new ones.
You know, we were talking about earlier about some of the things that I do in churches. And this is ostensibly about a guy I've been watching now going to Wayne's for the past 3 years, and we call him a street person.
Okay.
But he's a lot more than that. He's just out there emoting is what he's doing, and I know he's schizophrenic, but obviously he's not dangerous because he's out there all the time, not bothering anybody. He's not asking for money. And he's not hungry, and he's not ill-dressed. He's just doing what he has to do. And after 3 years of seeing this, you know, I've come to admire the man's faithfulness and identify with him. Well, I call him the preacher. I see him almost every day, standing on the sidewalk, but a million miles away. His eyes are bright as diamonds, face as black as coal. A stream of words and gestures pouring from the bottom of his soul. No one stops to listen. Yeah, we all pass him by and turn our face the other way. When he looks us in the eye, what if he has all the answers? Would anybody dare to follow in his footsteps? The preacher doesn't care. Preacher doesn't care. Now maybe he's a prophet of the coming of the Lord, a voice crying in the wilderness, song before the sword. Then maybe he's just telling jokes only he can understand, signifying nothing to any other man. What if he has all the answers? Would anybody dare to follow in his footsteps? The preacher doesn't care. The preacher doesn't care. We all know he's crazy, but me, I'm crazy too. I hear music in the stars at night. I see light in all of you. And I've been touched by angels, left my body and my sins, traveling through time and space to where something else begins. What if we have all the answers? And everything is there for could listen. The preacher doesn't care. See, the message is his mission. The preacher doesn't care.
Ken Gaines and Wayne Wilkerson live in the KPFT studio. Fabulous. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come play live for us.
Oh, man, our pleasure, man.
It's been too long. Don't wait so long before you come back, all right?
We'll start bugging you right away.
All right, sounds good. Can't wait for the new live CD to come out as well.
And I'll definitely let you know about that.
All right, sounds good. You guys have a great show tonight Mucky Duck tonight.
Yep. Open mic. Everybody's a star. Come on out, sign up, and get your 15 minutes of glory right there.
There you go. And then, of course, this week you will not be at Anderson Fair, but you will be back next Thursday with Rebecca Lobe
and Ray Youngkin.
There you go. You guys have a great holiday. Great to see you. We'll see you back here real soon. All
thanks,
right?
Rourke. Take care, buddy.
You bet. Jumping back into it, here's some Don Conoscenti on KPFT.
Carol woke up this morning, one pillow on the bed, one toothbrush in the bathroom where there should be two instead. She's getting dressed for Monday, like every Monday that came before. But nobody left the coffee on, there's just one cup to pour. Drink another round, drink another round, drink another round for me. If you raise your glass of this evening, you're gonna raise it in my memory. Another round, drink another round, drink another round for me. Is your glass half full or empty? Is the liquid the only remedy? Scotty got lit like a rocket. Should have gone on home instead. When he finally finished falling, found himself in the wrong bed. Now he's stuck in morning traffic, excuses spinning in his head. When he gets home late that evening, finds a note taped to the door. It read, drink another round for me. If you raise your glass of this evening, you're gonna raise it in my memory. Drink another round for me. Is your glass half full or empty? Is liquid the only remedy? Drink another round for me. If you raise your glass of this evening, you're gonna raise it in my memory. Drink another round for me. Glass half full or empty, is liquid the only remedy? Drink another round.
Tell me, baby, what don't you get? In your bones, you feel chill, trying to swallow this bitter